Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm doing a car show. I'm doing it with actual microphone, which I haven't done in a long time. I've just been using the iPhone. I don't like how it sounds as much, I'm afraid. So here we are. You know, I don't know why that would matter to you in the least. Other than if you're just happen to be sitting next to me sometime and see me what looks like about to really enjoy orally a huge dildo. That's probably me just doing a podcast. Or I might be just about to enjoy a huge dildo. I can't really guarantee that that's not going to happen. I just left, so I'm driving up to the mountains for a wedding. Nothing like a great wedding, you know, when you're at the lowest point of your life. And I mean, this is a real good activity for somebody who's extremely depressed and has nothing going for him. This is probably a great idea. Because normally when you go to a wedding by yourself, it's hard in some ways. You know, I don't know. It's hard to talk about this because I'm going to the wedding of a friend and he's a nice guy and the lady he's marrying seems real nice. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm just shit talking this wedding. But it's really all weddings, right? I mean, your friends get married. They have to. You have to go. There's not really much to be done about it. But at the same time, it's all just crazed ritual, right? I mean, everything about it. I'm not going to get into like a God is a delusion, you know, of the week or something here. I'm just saying there's a lot of parts of it that are difficult and not fun, you know. But first of all, I've heard this, you know, people are like, oh yeah, I had people come to my wedding and they basically just sat there and ate food and then left. Which I could sort of see, except for in this particular case, you know, it's like you buy something from their registry for like $150 by the time it's shipped to their house. So really, I mean, who's getting the raw deal there? Sure, it's not the same as if you just bought me a $150 dinner. I'm not saying I'm buying a $150 night out. Maybe that's an appropriate amount. I'm just saying, you know, it's not like I'm freeloading here, right? And also coming out of town. And then you gotta stay somewhere if it's out of town. Which is, you know, another. So basically you end up spending a full vacation's worth of money to go on a wedding, right? And this wedding in particular, I mean, you know, I have no fucking idea who's gonna be there. I don't really know if I'm gonna know anybody who's not in the wedding party. I mean, there's my friend. We were like friends in high school, then pretty good friends in college, and then he moved away, you know. So I see him once a year, and it's great, but that's, you know. And then he's going to have, he had a German foreign exchange student living with him when we were in high school. So I saw this guy the last time, like 12 years ago. So, I mean, I guess he's going to be there, apparently, but he's in the wedding party. You know how the wedding party, I need to talk about this part of the wedding, my least favorite part. The photographer. Who out there still fancies themselves a professional photographer? You should be ashamed of yourself, okay? Because really, at this point, for $600, you spend $500 on a decent camera and another $100 on Photoshop, anybody can be pretty damn close to a professional photographer. It's not like a high skill, you know, it's not like painting a fucking painting. I can't do that. I guarantee you, if you handed me some paints, I couldn't paint. But if you handed me this device and it's like, put the stuff in the center of this box, or if you're going to get real fancy, divide that box into thirds and then think of it that way and try not to put things in the center. Then take a picture, push a button, and it creates a Yeah, I can probably do that. Maybe I won't be as good as a professional. Maybe. That's reasonable to speculate that I'm not going to be as good as someone who does this for a living. But if I did it for 5 hours a week, how long do you think it would take before I was good enough? And then a wedding is like graduating from high school or all these other events where there are about 8 different times you have to take pictures, okay? You have to take an engagement picture. Now, Let's just talk about life for a second here, how we go through these times, these picture times. I mean, it starts off when you're a little kid. Everyone wants to take pictures of their baby, and everyone takes picture of their little kids. This was a lot nicer when these were confined to an album, because then I didn't just see them. I didn't just see some crazy baby. 4 seconds after it was born, they had to crop out the mom's vagina because half of one of the feet was still stuck inside the outer part of the vagina. All right, I don't need to see it that fast. I know you're amazed. Just be amazed. Don't fucking take a picture. Put your fucking phone in your pocket and hold your baby, for God's sake. I don't want to see a picture of it just emerged as it's coming out. That is not necessary. As unamazing as some baby stuff is, that's the least amazing thing to me as an outsider. I'm sure you're very proud of yourself and your wife, okay? That's great. I'm glad you're having a moment. I don't need to see that moment. Give him, like, 2 weeks. Give the baby 2 weeks. By the way, I mean, what if the baby goes down in the first 2 weeks? Now I'm all attached to this baby I've never met because you took these pictures? That's real nice for me. Think about my feelings once in a while. Jesus Christ. So, you know, it starts when you're a kid and you're in these albums. When you had the albums, it was better, too, because that was, like, always a good... If you had a girlfriend and you're meeting the parents, they'd say, oh, do you want to see the baby album? And you'd be like, I do. Partially because I want to make fun of my girlfriend. Partially because I want to see how much you, as the mom, looked like, you know, what your daughter looks like now, so I could see what I may be getting myself into 15 years down the road. And it's going to kill time. I mean, when you meet the parents, it's a pretty awkward situation. But if you could just look at some fucking pictures of a baby for a half hour, and then it's time to go eat some dinner somewhere with people you don't even know, and then you're done. That visit over. You know, let's break up now. So that was the original, you know, babies, whatever. Then you had to do it in school, which was always a complete fucking waste of time. That was a whole waste of a day. How, as a teacher, do you have any self-respect for yourself, too, when you have to... I mean, I don't understand why, if I'm a math teacher, I have to be like, also, tomorrow, I need to prepare you as young children to be in pictures, so don't wear shitty clothes, comb your fucking hair, do all that shit. I mean, I don't want to... I'm not managing the look. I'm not managing the brand of some kid named fucking Hunter who's in third grade, and I'm supposed to teach him how to do long division. That's what I will do. I will teach him long division. If he doesn't know long division, be pissed at me. But if he doesn't look like fucking Zach and Cody in a picture, then whose fault is that, parent? Idiot parent. You know, order wallet sized. I like that, how it's, okay, we'll have like a normal, you know, an 8.5 by 11 or something like that. And then, I don't know. Let's say 285 wallet-sized photos. Well, I think I could come up with, you know, I would like to see what becomes of these photos, these children's wallet-sized photos the parents are buying. What are you doing with these? How could you possibly even find, there's not enough space in your fridge if you put them all side to side like a grid on your refrigerator, still wouldn't be enough room, right? For all these fucking pictures of your dumb kid. Tiny wallet size with a background, a velour background. What was that crap? It looked like it was suede. They hung a big thing of suede behind you, ruffled it up a little so it textured, and then took your picture with your hair combed like a fucking fool. And this is what the photographer said. I'll never forget when I was in sixth grade. That was the year I broke my arm. So I had this huge splint on my arm, and it was all bandaged up, and a bunch of kids had signed it and shit. So every kid was sitting at this stupid table with their arms crossed in front of the velvet background or whatever that was. And, you know, it's like a crushed velvet suit. It's like if they took Austin Powers' suit and they made it into a photo background, that's what you get to sit in front of. Or lasers. These are, I mean, holy shit, these are the options. These are our children. We're like, behave yourself. and then go sit in front of a laser for a while. So I sit down with my broken arm. All the kids were supposed to sort of cross their arms on this desk, you know, like they do. So I cross my arms up on the desk, and the photographer was like, "Oh, do you want to put that cast outside of the picture?" And I said, "Absolutely not. I want to remember this when I'm old. You know, remember that I had this broken arm on picture day," and I was like, "Ah, fuck it. If you're going to go through it, you might as well go through it, right? There's no use pretending. And, you know, you have a broken arm for like a month and a half. It's fine. Everything will be fine." But that's, this photographer is so dumb. It's like, we want to chronicle you, but not anything about you or any of your life events. Just your face. Just your kid face on a, you know, your huge head balanced atop this tiny body with ever-worsening hairstyles. I mean, good God. This is why dads need to be at least sort of into fashion, I think. Enough so that when their kid's hair looks like, they can say, "Jesus Christ, son, do we need to have a talk about your hair, or will you just fix it on your own? Because I'm verging on saying we need to have a family meeting regarding your hair." I would like to do that as a parent, have official family meetings, you know, with like a agenda, action items, throw it up there, and it's like, "What are we going to do about Hunter's hair?" That's the first thing in action and responsible parties. Color-coded Excel spreadsheet, them printing out an agenda for everyone. "Hello, welcome to the family meeting. I printed out extra agendas just in case somebody didn't bring one." "Nobody brought one? Well, I should be disappointed, but I did print out the exact number of attendees for this meeting anticipating this very situation. So I don't know how pissed off I'm allowed to be. You know, I'm still disappointed, but I don't know. Fuck you guys. Fuck you for living up to my extremely low expectations and not exceeding them in any way." So that's middle school. And then in high school, you have to take the senior picture. I talked about that for a long time. This is a retarded thing to do. Every kid, too, takes it in September. You know what I mean? By the end of September, it's like, well, you either aged 8 years in looks, or you gained 15 pounds, or you lost 15 pounds. Or starting in October, you had sort of a mustache. So you had that your entire... So basically, it looks nothing like you. You might as well take your senior picture when you're 10. You know? That's what you look like. I don't know. That's me. Who cares? Fuck off. I wish my senior picture, I should have done two sets. One of me in a trench coat standing, leaning against a lamppost, and the other one of me, and it's same trench coat, but then it's clearly three small children stacked on top of each other in the same trench coat. That would have been much better. Oh, good. Huge traffic jam for no fucking reason here. It's going well. I didn't even think about, you know, so this is a holiday weekend that I'm adventuring out on. And it's a Friday, so everybody... What the fuck is going on that everybody is out of work on Friday? No one goes to work on Friday. When did Friday become another day off? You know what I mean? Everybody... None of these other people on the road... I had to take the day off. I had to take a legit vacation day that I asked for weeks ago to get this day off to drive around. What does everybody else do? I was out at the store getting some foods for this trip. Saw, you know, a lady from my work, like a supervisor. Not mine, but a supervisor. She's out grocery shopping. Friday. Noon. Out at the grocery store. Getting ready for the holiday weekend. You know, nothing going on. Nothing special. I asked. I was like, "Oh, you got something going on?" "No. No, just thought I would do this now." Ah, fuck you. Fuck everybody. Hope all these people are not going where I'm going. I was going to say die, but I just hope they're not going where I'm going. That would be fine if that's all it took to get rid of these assholes and their stupid ways of driving. Nobody knows how to drive. Can you all do me a favor? I'm not going to say never text while you drive or don't text while you drive, but Jesus fucking Christ, when you're sitting at a stoplight, can you pay enough attention? Or hand your phone to the idiot in the passenger seat and be like, hey, can you stop texting and text for me for a second? Because I want to watch this light because Pete's behind me. And if he has to wait two cycles of this light because I was texting, he's going to lose his fucking mind. He really is going to lose it in a really uncomfortable way for everyone. This car is just like hitting the brakes and then accelerating and hitting the brakes for no reason and is traveling 10 miles an hour below the speed limit. There was also, I was sitting at a stoplight and there was a big truck and it was revving its engine like it was going to do some Tokyo drifting. Meanwhile, we're all stopped completely. Eight cars in front of the truck up to the stoplight, and in front of the truck is the oldest woman I've ever seen. She's got, you know, she's driving. You can't even see her. She's masked by her own hair, but you can see her huge, bulbous sunglasses coming out of the sides of her head. On her dashboard, she's got, like, rubber ducks that are also unicorns, and she's got more than one. It's not just, like, this is her one fun thing. Her collection is in her car. So this guy is going to Fast and Furious this old woman, I guess, is the plan. I have no idea. I don't know what he was revving for, what was going to happen there. I also saw, we always make fun of old women for being shitty drivers, but I have to say, you know, I would love to just come out and say, oh, that's not fair. I'm sure they're pretty good. But driving the other day, saw this old woman that I'm familiar with from work. And pull up next to her at a stoplight. And she looks like she might be trying to come into my lane shortly. She's looking over, kind of panicked, all that stuff. And the look in her eyes of her driving was total fear. Total just like, it was almost as if she was strapped into the car and it was a robot. Do you remember the part in Batman Returns when the Penguin took over control of Batman's Batmobile and he had no control over where the Batmobile went? That's what she looked like. That was happening to her. From the look on her face, I would assume that was what was going on. She had no control, speeding around, no idea what was going to happen. No idea, no possible thoughts on how to get herself out of this situation. Looks over into my car with this look of total panic, and I see the entire driver's side of her car is blackened and dented. Like, she must have sideswiped the shit out of something. And I just pray. I'm like, well, I hope she stopped or whatever, you know, at some point and didn't just take off. But who? I don't know if she would have known that she had done it. That's when it's scary, when it's an old woman who's so out of it that you're like, I don't know if... I know she can't avoid an accident. I don't know if she would know that she was in one. I don't know if she has the sensory powers left in her to know that that happened. That's fucking scary, right? Anyway. Yeah, you take your senior pictures. I don't know. Then you take engagement pictures before your wedding. Now, engagement pictures are like the senior pictures of getting married. These happen in a few different locations. And maybe it's different if you live in a city. I don't know. But around here, here's where you go. You go to some old train tracks that weeds are growing through, and you walk along the tracks like our life is on tracks. Here it is. Aren't we clever and cute? Or you balance each on one of the tracks and hold hands in the middle. That's a good one. You know, maybe you stand there. Never one of them panicked running away from the train. I wish the trains would come back so that these pictures could not exist. Another place is like some kind of lake. You know, a lake where there's 10 good square feet of photogenic area. You can sit in the tall grass by the lake. Oh, look at us. We are outdoors. And the sun, they take it during the golden hour. You can always tell they have those big fucking foil sheets, too, to reflect the light to make everything look great. You do realize that when they use that light, basically what's happening is the light is blowing out the finer parts of your features, which are also just happen to be the shitty parts of your features. I mean, You know, it's using photography. It's basically saying, well, take a photograph of me, but make sure it doesn't look like actual me. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why that's so crazy, but then if you airbrush somebody, that would be bizarre, you know. It would be weird if you airbrush somebody, but as long as you do it with light, it's okay. As long as you have some 5-year-old intern, Aziz Light, who shines the light on you and blows out your features, that's cool. You know what another good one is around here is like an old barn. Find a sort of charmingly dilapidated barn. A barn that is one murder happening in it away from being completely demolished and unusable. But for right now, the paint's feeling just enough, so it's perfect. We'll go take pictures there. Maybe there'll be a baby duck or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's part of, too, why I have to say, you'll hear this on show. Oh, it's so hard to be a model. It's really hard. Well, let me tell you something, model. We all can sit there and be in pictures a couple times in our lives. No one has training. It's not like people are going to these shoots having read up on how to do it on the... They just fucking show up, right? Meanwhile, I mean, could you drive an 18-wheeler? I don't think you could. I don't think you could just get in once a year and drive an 18-wheeler. 4 or 5 times in your life, oh yeah, I just drove one cross country. It was no big thing. Just did it. It was cool, I guess. I hate to. I really hate, like, the photographers who do that stuff. Another reason I hate them, every time you see one of these now, it'll be a person holding a chalkboard. You know, it'll be a chalkboard that says, "She said yes," or something like that. Here's the problem. Your medium is photography. You are taking a photograph, a picture of something, which is supposed to be worth 1,000 words, according to the latest calculations. So instead of expressing what's going on via that photograph, you're like, screw it, I'll put a bunch of words on it. That'll be a lot more charming. I'll put 5 words on it, and then it'll be worth 1,005 words. Although it doesn't really work that way. I have really bad news. You're adding text to your photo. Like this fucking getting married photo is a goddamn internet meme. Oh, if only I could think of a way to add text. Oh, I know. I'll have them hold up a sheet of paper that's a dot matrix printed out and has got their dates on it. I'll pull off the little perforated sides. That's going to make it classy. After that, everything's great. It's so stupid. And then the photographer comes to the wedding. This is the worst part of the wedding, by far. Because here's what happens. You pay some idiot to show up to the wedding and boss you around all fucking day. Okay, let's do some of the bride getting ready. Oh, that's great. Getting the hair done, perfect. Okay, now I want some of just the bride's party. Now just the groom's. Now, I can't see the bride on the day of the wedding. You know, even though we're friends on Facebook, so I've seen her on the day of the wedding getting ready already. I couldn't, you know, we're Instagramming and Twittering. And I've seen her. I've had doggy-style sex with this person 50 times in the last 2 months. Can't see him on the day of the wedding. That would really, that would put a bad taste in my mouth. Okay. That makes sense. I can see where you're coming from. So then you take all these pictures, and then it's like, oh, now that you've seen them, now we have to do more pictures. Okay, here's the all the brides people, here's all the groomsmen's, and then we'll do during the wedding, the photographer sort of backs away. Then immediately after, oh, let's get everybody in a picture. Don't go anywhere, get in a pic. Don't let that little kid take his fucking fake bow tie off. Gotta be in a picture. We have to have a photograph of everyone standing on a bunch of steps. Everyone who's here. You know, including your cousin's ex-girlfriend's mom's sister, who I don't even know how she arrived. Including this bum who wandered in off the street. Everybody get in there. I mean, You have to do all this shit. And meanwhile, you're getting married. Who cares when you're getting married? I can't imagine you're really worried about it. And when you're everyone else there, you're like, ah, Jesus. And then, you know, they're like, all right, go sit at an assigned table. We have assigned seats for you. Like, it's, again, like we're at elementary school. Well, these two are talkers, so let's separate them. You know, they're going to be too disruptive to the class of wedding class. So we better put them on opposite sides of the room. Right? What is this? Who would ever... amongst the many reasons that I'll never... I cannot imagine getting married. One of the many reasons is if someone said, we need to sit down and do a seating chart for the wedding, I'd be like, fuck you. That's not... And, you know, you can't say, fuck you, wife, I'm not doing that for our wedding. But that's how I would feel. I wouldn't want to do that. I would not want to sit down and together come up with our... All right, where should your uncle sit? How about we put him over here? Well, he doesn't get along with my stepmom, so we better... Oh, my God. Oh, Christ. You know, I don't know. Can't they just make friends there and sit down with whoever they sit down with? Anyway. So that's fun. This particular wedding, so we have to meet at the bottom of a mountain where you get on a gondola... Ride it to the top of the mountain, and that's where the wedding happens. Which sounds cool, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that, because, I mean, I don't know. How long is this gondola going to take? At least 20 minutes, right? Otherwise, you could just drive there or walk there. So, I don't know who else I'm going to be in this thing with. And usually, these are, like, tight quarters for 5 or 6 people, I think. I don't know. So I'm going to be with a bunch of weird strangers in there. 20 minutes. I mean, I contemplated. I was like, maybe I should get there early so I could just ride it up there or pretend I'm waiting until the next person comes. You know, just like, oh, yeah, I'm waiting for somebody. Wait till someone comes who doesn't seem like a total piece of shit and then get on and be like, I don't know, this guy looks like... Wait for the guy who looks like Sam Elliott, and I'm like, eh, he's not going to want to talk. He might ask if he can smoke on there, and I'll be like, yeah, fucking go for it. As long as I can drink on here, you can smoke on here, right? Then we get on together and do not talk the entire way. The problem with this is it adds a, you know, another half hour or two on the going home procedure. So what am I going to do? Like, do you go to the place and then you say, all right, well, I'm going to leave. But then the next, how often do the cars come? Do I have to wait like a half hour? Like, oh, the next one's coming up in a half hour. So you might as well go back in and dance to Brick House for a while. I mean, I don't understand how this is going to work. And, you know, I have anxiety about it because I fear it will be terrible. You know? Oh, yeah, come in the lane. That would be good. We're all slamming on the brakes. Why not? Oh, yeah, get all the way over. Good luck. Idiot. Fucking stupid people, man. What is wrong with everybody? Oh my God, we're in like total traffic jam, shithole hell. This is unfortunate. I hate how everyone is. I don't understand, like, in this, you know, it's like fairly rural out here. In the city, I understand, because there's an exit every 500 feet. Out here, there's an exit every 5 miles. They're numbered. And you know where you're going, right? Like, I'm going to Fort Lupton. And there's an exit sign that's like, Fort Lupton, 8 miles. And I'll just stay in the entire wrong lane for a while. Till I get closer. What the fuck? Why not? Why not? So anyway, we've got that situation. So I told this work friend of mine I was going to this wedding and that they had a website. So she was looking at the website. She starts looking through, like, the wedding parties to be like, I wonder if there's any attractive people there. You know, for me, I guess, for me. Which, I'm like, I ain't having no sex at this wedding. Believe me, I don't want to meet anybody for sex. This is not, summer is not the season of sex. This is a big campaign that I'm wanting to start immediately, if possible. But I think that we should start having a season for sex. You know how football has a season? I think sex should be a season. So right now, we're in the off season. Because summer is not the season for sex. It's too hot. It's too hot. You're sweaty. I mean, if you have sex, if you have the long kind of sex, it's horrible. Because after 15 minutes, unless you are in just a very well air-conditioned house, once you make it and you have central air, I guess you could just have sex whenever you want. You know, just like you can sort of, if you're real rich, you can do cocaine and all kinds of shit. I mean, you could do drugs if you're a movie star, because basically nobody drug tests for starring in a movie. No one says, are you on drugs? And then if you say no, they're not going to say, we better test. I would hate to think that James Franco had gotten high sometimes in the last 2 months before he makes this movie about being high all the time, you know? I mean, Breaking Bad, fucking Walt Heisenberg could be on meth all the time. Who's going to stop him? What would the difference be? That would be a real nice story, actually. I think that would be good if that turned out to be true. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know what the big deal is. I think this is a pretty easy thing to control if you just have a little self-control. You can do meth recreationally. It's not that hard. I, Bryan Cranston, have been doing it this whole time. I've been making Breaking Bad. Everyone loves the show. So I think it's working out. I just do it on the weekends when we're not shooting. And then I stop. And I found to do it a way that doesn't burn your teeth in the front. Good God. If that's not unappealing enough, you know. Oh, this, like, burns your teeth. It makes your teeth look really like you were eating peanut M&Ms and they just reversed and turned into teeth. Your teeth look like an inside-out peanut M&M, sir. I mean, if that's not reason enough to stop doing a drug, I don't know what. You know, if I was eating, I don't know what the closest thing for me. If beer made that happen to me, or whiskey made my teeth look like inside-out peanut M&Ms, I would stop. I would. I'd find something else. I'd say, all right, this is not my drug. Or Wendy's. If Wendy's was doing that to me, I'd say, okay, well, I like Wendy's, but I'm going to have to say no. For this reason alone, let alone the fact that, you know, someone's going to tell you 8,000 other horrible problems with this. Leaving that aside, I still would have to quit. So anyway, summer. Too hot for sex. I would say it's too warm. All I'm thinking about is how it's warm. And, you know, if I drive to someone else's house, I get in the car, I'm sweaty, then the air conditioning cools me off, sort of, but I get there and it's like, well, I was just sweating. I might as well have ran here. And then we're going to have sex now that I just sweated myself. I'm gross. I'm worse than I've ever been. I'm greasier as I've ever been. And this is the time of year that people are continuing to have sex. I say no. Summer is the off season. Summer, you just say, let's just forget about it. Let's put it out of our minds. And then fall is like training camp. That's when you start training again for sex. You start thinking about, dating. You do your best dating stuff. You think about your moves. You reevaluate. You have a coach, maybe, who helps you out, a personal trainer. You start exercising in the fall, right? So you're in shape so you don't get so tired during sex. They always say, they'll say, like, sex is actually a really good workout. And it's like, yeah, sort of. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's a workout. You feel really tired, but it's just because if you don't work out at all and then try to have sex, it's pretty tiring. But so is tying your shoes, you know? So is standing on one leg. I mean, yeah, it's I don't. Also, I mean, I don't know. If you're having long sex, 20 minutes is a long time to have sex, realistically. That's not a long time to be jogging, right? So if you practice jogging for 20 minutes, you know, there've got to be a lot of people out there who are struggling in their sex lives purely from a physical standpoint, where they're just like, I am winded. I'm sorry, I'm just winded. people could come up here and live in, like, Colorado Springs, where they have the Olympic training facility, just so they could sort of get used to the elevation. Because if you lived here for 6 months, you lived here all summer, low oxygen levels, and then you went back to sea level, you'd be better at sex just by that. Just doing that. Beating off at elevation to have sex at sea level. That's, you know, the new thing. Oh, yeah, I went to Colorado to do some masturbating for 3 or 4 months, and now I'm back. Now I'm back and ready to do sex. For the reals. This is horrible, you guys. I'm never going to get there. It's been an hour. An hour of driving to nowhere. To just look at the back of a bunch of cars. I mean, you're not even going 20. That's school zone speed, and that's too slow. By the way, fuck school zone. Okay? Yeah, you don't... What are kids doing? Running out into the street? They shouldn't be running out into the street. Your kid crosses one fucking street on the way to school. Yeah. Go when the light goes. Then I'm going zero towards your kid when the light's correct. You know, just don't tell them not to go unless they see the little man. And even then, look... I almost hit an adult man and an adult woman who are crossing the street, not at a stoplight, for the simple reason that they didn't look both ways. They looked one way and continued looking that way as they crossed, and then as I was creeping up on them, that's when the man looked the other way and was like, oh, shit, I guess this is like, you know, a road where traffic goes more than one direction at a time. My mind is blown. Fuck me, you know, what a bad guy. So fall would be the preseason. That's when you get in shape. And it's nice, because fall's nice. That's the time to be outside, jogging with your sweats on, listening to pump-up music or sexy music or whatever you're doing. And you can start jacking off. The other thing is, pornography is ruined in the summer because it's all people at the beach. I don't want to see people at the beach. I hate the beach. Fuck the beach. Fuck them. I don't know why in the summer people are in the mood for pornography that takes place at the beach. That should be for the winter. When you're in the dead of winter and you're just thinking, I would give anything to see the sun, that's when I would want to see the pornography where they're at the beach. Because it'd be the added bonus of like, oh, that looks like a nice environment. Let's go there. But when it's 105 degrees outside, the last thing I want to see is some lady who's oiled to look sweaty in a bikini going, whew, it's hot outside. Why don't we go cool down? This is also, you know, you could do the hot tub training. I think that's good training for summer sex. This guy almost just hit a huge truck. He almost just rear-ended a truck that is one of those trucks that carries a bunch of cars on the back. Carries like 10 cars on the trailer. He almost rear-ended it. How could you not see that? That is the biggest thing that you could be behind. There is nothing larger you could be behind, except you could just run into a wall. Anyway, getting in the hot... I would like to also, part of this sex season campaign, is to move away from having the hot tub be a place of sex and making out. Okay? People find the hot tub real gross. I think part of the problem is that everybody's fooling around in there. There's too much cum in the average hot tub, I think. Or at least we think there is. I don't know. I don't know who the hell is having sex in a hot tub. That sounds like a horrible experience. Whenever I get in the hot tub, I plug my pee hole with one of those circle band-aids just in fear that some of the hot tub water may get in there somehow. I don't think there's any suction in my pee hole, but I don't know. And just in case, because I just feel like it would burn. You know, I feel like if you got in the hot tub while you had a cut on your arm, it would just, you know, it would burn like if you rubbed a lemon and salt on it. But I don't know. Yeah, fuck you, lady. Some stupid idiot is trying to get over for no reason. I hate everyone. Why do you all drive like this? Oh, here we go. Here's the flashing lights. Are we ready to be fucking amazed at why it took so long to go this whole route? Are we ready to have our minds blown by the worst accident ever? Or are we going to see some guy who's pulled over probably for speeding? Right? We're just sitting here. 10 miles an hour. Slower and slower the closer we get to the actual thing. me a fucking break. Anyway, don't have sex in a hot tub. It's gross. It's ruined the whole idea of the hot tub. I mean, it's completely ruined, the hot tub. You cannot be in a hot tub. It's awful. Well, yeah, okay. There's a cop car. There's a fire truck. And there's a guy and a woman standing in the ditch. That's it. That is all there is. This is why we're going so slow. Oh, there's another fire truck. Okay. There's one car here. I mean, there's nothing happening. It looks like she got locked out. Anyway. Yeah, she got locked out of her car on the interstate, probably. So we all need to slow down. I mean, you get right past, the second you're past the fire truck, it's like someone threw the fucking checkered flag or whatever, the green flag. I don't know how races of cars start. But somebody just said, go, go, go. You know, everybody fucking floors it right when you get past. Why can't you floor it a little earlier? I don't know how everything... I hate everyone, right? I'm so upset that we stopped. We were all just sitting there for that. For 20 minutes. We're just sitting there. For some fucking car that's just sitting there. Nothing's happening. No, nothing's going on. There's no reason for that. Everyone's got to take a look. Oh, I wonder what's going on there. Seems to be a car on the side of the road. Okay, well, let's go. Yeah, fuck. Fucking idiots. Pieces of shit. So stop having sex in a hot tub. Maybe I'd like to sit in a hot tub one day, but the hot tub, too, like at a hotel, you're just like, well, this is pretty seedy. And people think you're a crazy person if you were like, oh, yeah, I went to the hotel, sat in the hot tub. They'd be like, all right, well, you're crazy. And it's like, why? Warm water. It's nice, right? It's supposed to be nice. I don't know. People take baths. Is that the difference, that it's no one else has been in there? Is that what you think? I rented an apartment. I'm sure the guy who would live there before beat off in that bathtub. I'm sure of it. I took samples. I tested. I'd like to come to your houses and test. Be like, we have traces of masturbation in here. I could double check, but according to my calculations, this is what's happening. Then the winter. I think the winter is sex season. I think that's when players come to play. And I'll tell you why. Everyone's looking to be a little warmer in the winter, so sex is a great excuse for that, right? That's the easy answer. But the thing is, here's the thing. Summer is amateur time for sex, because everyone is half naked already. Everybody's fucking half nude. You barely have to take your clothes off more to get naked. Everyone wants to be naked just purely to escape the oppressive heat. In the winter, if you want to have sex with somebody, you got to convince them, hey, I know it's fucking freezing, and we're going to have a socks or no socks during sex type of conversation. Make it real serious, depending on your views and my views and how those coincide. However, I'd like to have sex with you, so let's talk about what we could do. You know, do I have to buy a space heater and heat up the room? Do we need to lay in the bed with our clothes on for a little while? You have to do some fucking work. Alright? And everyone's always talking about the holiday pounds and all that. Okay, well, that's fine. You know, then you have sex. It's fine. Alright, you're 5 pounds heavier and we still had sex, right? Oh, let me check the weight rating on our sex swing before. Oh, you put on 3 pounds? Okay. That would be a real good way to be a dick. Just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy a sex swing. Wanted to check out, how much do you weigh? I just want to make sure we're not going to send this thing crashing down after it's anchored to the joist up in the ceiling there. But this is only rated to about 285. Are we going to be okay, or are you... Have your choices made this impossible for us? It'd be a real dick thing to do, but kind of funny. Show's going well when I'm saying, you know what would be funny? This thing I'm going to say that would be funny. Why do trucks, how do they kick up so much shit right at your car? Why does a truck just slinging crap all over? It's not falling out of the truck. It's the wheels are shooting it up. I don't know why. I don't know why a truck wheel does that. It's like they build them with little scoops to just scoop crap into your windshield. So winter would be sex season, right? So leading into that, you know, you'd have the fall. That's when you'd get training. In the beginning of winter, let's say right around New Year's, that's when you'd have, like, your combine, your tryouts. You could do trades. This is when people would end their relationships because they'd be saying, you know what? I mean, we had a good run last season. I don't really think that you have the leadership qualities that we're looking for. I need somebody who's going to take the reins a little bit. Or, you know what? I thought that you were really good at your defensive game, but your offensive was off. Stuff like that. So really, I'm going to have to move on. We're going to have to sever ties. It was an amicable split. And I think you'll find a good relationship, a sex time with someone from the Steelers over in Pittsburgh or something. But you and me are probably done. Yeah, the synergy just wasn't there. How about that? So then that happens right about New Year's. And then, so in the dead of winter, that's when the sex season really kicks off. Bum, 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 bum. And then you start banging like crazy. And you just go all the way into the spring. And in the spring, as it starts to warm up, you know, the season, that's when the big sex happens. That's when they say, you know, is sexy time. Although I have issue with that, too. Clearly, animals are having sex in the early spring or winter, right? Because they're having babies in the spring. Now, I don't think that a deer, I guess it probably doesn't carry a baby around for 9 months. Because let's face it, they don't have to. What's a deer? It's got like five parts. It's got legs, a body, it's got all the organs that let it shit and eat. I mean, it doesn't really have much of a brain, does it? It's just like a huge rat that runs around. So there's not as much to develop, I wouldn't think. I don't know, animals seem to have tails. That would probably take a little extra time. But they could grow that once they're outside, right? When they're just a little pink. How come a deer, when it comes out, is like a whole deer already? It's not like a, you know, baby rat's born. It's like this little pink weirdo or a human. A deer just is a small deer when it comes out, right? Just shoots out, and it's like a wet version of a small deer. It's like, oh, you just smallened yourself. That's kind of cool. Anyway, so people, obviously animals are fucking in the late winter. I don't think they're waiting for the pool to open. So, you know, let's take a cue. Let's take a cue from nature, huh? Spring comes, that's when you have your big sex events. You know, if you're going to take one of those gross trips that people take where they're like, we're going to go stay in a hotel where they have a theme room. You're like, oh, what's the theme? People came in all the drawers of the nightstands? Good. The Bible is sealed to the bottom of the drawer in the nightstand by cum. Everything in that room is constructed of cum. Good. That's good. Took the picture off the wall, hoping to find a blank space to cum on. Sure enough, there's cum back there. Everything's cum. This is the downfall of those hotels. I don't know if the openers realized it, because I get what they're saying, where they say, we want to have a hotel where basically people can live out their fantasies. But the problem is, it's a hotel. So every other person who stay there is just fucking like crazy, right? You want to stay in a fancy hotel. And I always assume that people are fucking in the hotel. But I don't know. I don't know that people were fucking there. I can't be certain. People weren't, perhaps, they weren't headed there for the express purpose of fucking, right? Maybe they had other things to do. They were going to go see downtown and then fuck, or you know, they were gonna fuck but they stayed out too late, and all the restaurants were closed except for Chili's, so they ate there. And then you can't fuck in a hotel with a belly full of Chili's. It's just not possible. So you can't do the theme. But that's when you would take your sexcations, is in the spring leading up to the summer. Then we have summer again. Then we take the season off. We say, all right, well, that was a good sex season, or You know, we give our end of the year little speech like a coach. Wearing a brand new baseball cap that says champions or says, you know, participants. You give out, maybe we give out participation trophies and stuff. Wow, great. You know what? I gotta say, after last season, I'm not saying that you're in the pro levels yet, but the level of improvement from last year to this year was incredible, and I do appreciate that. I hope you understand how much I appreciate how far you've come on the wall at this crazy hotel. And at that point, you know, we pass on our awards and we shut down the sex. They turn off the stadium lights. You put all your condoms away. All your lubes. Clean off the tops of them and put them away. And sex season is over. It's the summer. So I guess what I'm saying is that sex season is over. And right now I'm in the thick of non-sex season, man. When it says heat wave continues through Saturday, I say, all right, well, no sex season is continuing. I mean, this probably, too, is just one of those ploys of, like, I'm going to make it my choice that I don't have sex or love. When really, it's not so much a choice. But whatever. Let me have this, goddammit. Just this, you fucking bastards. Trying to take it. I give you this whole show, and you try to take that away from me. Me being angry at people listening to this show usually kind of signals the end of the show. So, I'd like to thank you all for listening. I hope this turns out to be something that's listenable. My God, I'm about to be in traffic again. This is hell. I'm in hell. I hate this. I hate everything. Including you, but thanks for listening. We'll have another show coming up very soon, I suppose. I've got this equipment, so who knows? Maybe I'll record another show as I stay in someone's creepy studio apartment who I've never met, who may just show up in the night to knife me. I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, these things happen. So tell my mom I loved her when that happens. You know, as a listener of this show, she'll really appreciate that when you come to the door. Oh, and who are you? Oh, I listened to his crazy show where he talked about coming all over a hotel room. And at the end of that, he had a real nice tribute to you in case he died, which he did. So I thought it'd be a comfort as someone who listens to this thing about coming all over for his mom to hear about how shortly after that he expressed how he feels for her. So please do that for me if that happens. And all right, see you later.